from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iran's supreme leader said Sunday that Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of Sheikh Namir al-Namir, a prominent Shiite critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Iranian state television quoted the Ali Khamenei as saying, "The unjustly spilled blood of this oppressed martyr will no doubt soon show its effect, and divine vengeance will befall Saudi politicians." The supreme leader added that Nir neither encouraged people into armed action nor secretly conspired for plots, but the only thing he did was utter public criticism rising from his religious zeal. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. U.S. President Barack Obama is back in Washington Sunday from his holiday vacation, looking immediately to impose new controls on gun sales. President Obama, his wife, and two daughters departed the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii late Saturday night after their annual two-week Christmas vacation. Obama is entering the last year of his presidency, and he's set to leave office in January 2017 after 8 years in the White House. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad on Sunday, killing at least 12 members of the security forces and wounding 20 others, according to officials. Two of those bombers detonated their vehicles-borne explosives at a western gate at a former U.S. base outside the Sunni city of Tikrit. Three others exploded themselves after entering the section of the base. VOA News. Indian security forces battled for a second day to secure an airbase that came under attack by unidentified gunmen on Saturday in the northern town of Pantakot, which is about 50 kilometers from the border with Pakistan. Officials say soldiers noticed the presence of two terrorists in a wooded area as combing operations were being carried out on Sunday to secure the base in Punjab State. Soon after, the sound of explosions and gunfire rang out as soldiers mounted an operation to nab them. Four gunmen were killed on Saturday. An Israeli court has indicted two Jewish militants for an arson attack on a Palestinian home last July that killed a toddler and his parents. The assailants allegedly threw firebombs into the West Bank home as a family slept. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Hussein Dawabsha, the grandfather of the slain Palestinian toddler, says the indictment is a step in the right direction.
Dawabsha
told Israel Radio he is happy that two of the perpetrators were indicted and he is hoping for additional arrests. The question is whether the indictments will ease tensions on the ground. The arson incident is widely seen as a catalyst for a wave of almost daily Palestinian attacks on Israelis over the past 4 months that has shown no sign of letting up. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dismissing his appearance on a recruitment video made by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. In the video that was released on Friday, Trump is shown at a campaign rally in South Carolina last month reading a statement calling on the United States government to ban Muslims from entering the country. In an interview for Sunday on the CBS News Public Affairs program Face the Nation, Trump defends his comments, telling the host that I have to say what I have to say and that Al-Shabaab has used other people in their videos. The United States says it's deeply disappointed by Rwanda's President Paul Kagame's New Year's announcement that he would seek a third term in 2017, according to the U.S. State Department. Kagame has been president since 2000 and has effectively been in control since his rebel force marched into Kigali to end the 1994 genocide. He had been limited to two terms, but Rwanda approved constitutional changes last year that would allow him to stay in power until 2034 if he wins elections. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.